Hi, my name is Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Sarah.
It's been a big week, as it always is, and things are changing by the moment and learning more information about COVID-19 and how it transmits and how we have a lot of transmission in Southwest Colorado right now as a whole. There has been a lot of talk about enforcement of public health orders, namely CJ's Diner in Durango has been in defiant of public health orders. They are not the only ones that have done so, but it's the first real legal action that San Juan Basin Public Health has taken. And I want you to kind of talk about this and what this enforcement means right now.
La Plata County is in what is called severe risk restrictions as determined by the state of Colorado. So they sent a letter to the county a few weeks ago stating that La Plata County had entered severe risk and requiring La Plata County to take on the severe risk restrictions. Archuleta County is a little bit behind, and Archuleta County just received on Friday its letter from the state of Colorado saying that that county has moved into severe risk. So when a county is ordered by the state to employ severe risk restrictions, it means that there is enough evidence of rates of infection in the community. It means specific activities become very high risk to continue spread. So what that means, what that looks like on the ground is specific types of industries get different requirements from the state. So in this case, when both counties moved into severe risk, it's because the level of infection in the community is high enough that indoor dining becomes a very high risk activity. If you are collecting people inside a small space where they're going to take their masks off, even if they are able to maintain the 6-foot distance, the evidence is with COVID-19, at this level of infection, this level of community spread, there is a high likelihood of enough virus building in that situation that it gets passed on. And you know, there's this great new tool out there that's put together by some MIT scientists, where you can put in all the variables about number of people in a space, whether or not they're wearing face coverings, whether they're talking, singing, or silent, right? Whether they're eating, and then what the ventilation in the room is, and how many minutes people can be in this safely before, if one person is infected, other people are going to be exposed to virus, right? So this is, you know, this is, again, we've talked about this a lot on over the months that you and I have been meeting, which is over time, we've learned more things about COVID, right? And what we've learned is indoor maskless congregating, and we have to take our masks off to eat and drink, is a driver of infection. And once the infection level of your community passes a threshold, right? Right now, Colorado is saying that 1 in 40 Coloradans is infectious. So if you're gathering a group of 10 or 15 or 20 people in one dining area, you're starting to have a high likelihood that someone in there is currently infectious. And then the group is engaging in activity that this is how infection spreads in that circumstance. It's modeled out. So with that, all of these things work together that your activities become riskier as the level of infection in your community grows. And then at some point, it reaches this threshold where you get a letter from the state saying you are a high risk, or actually this case, a severe risk community, and these activities are now prohibited. So we, as the local public health agency, are required to act. The order from CJ's comes from the court. It doesn't come from public health at this point. We file it in court. They are ordered to follow the court order at this point.
And I think what's interesting too in all this, Leanne, is that people are saying, well, look at the big box stores. They're packed with so many people in there. So why are small businesses closing their doors and big ones are allowed to open?
You know, we really empathize with this observation. So again, that if we think back to what happened in March and April when we went through what people called shutdown orders or stay-at-home orders, there were specific businesses that were labeled critical business or essential business, right? And those businesses, whether they were critical or essential, got a different lane in the public health orders, and so that they could allow to provide critical and essential services even during stay at home or shut down. And then as we reopened the economy, those businesses reopened differently. So the idea is that many of the big box stores are critical or essential because they are doing things like selling groceries, or, you know, I think you can do car repairs at some of the big box stores, right? And so these are essential activities that we have to keep people fed and able to get to work if they're providing an essential service or that sort of thing. So what happens is, what it appears to happen is that there are different rules for different types of businesses. And I think that observation is fair. If we remember back to March and April, when we were doing these interviews and people said, well, why are, you know, what's going on with these critical businesses? Why are they open? The idea is they're open for critical services. There's an order right now in the state of Colorado, a safer at home order, which says we're all safer at home, but here are the ways you can do your critical or essential services as safely as possible. So that's the intent as far as we understand it at the local level. But, you know, we just have to all remember, these are not orders we're writing at the local level. Our job is to get the public health order, interpret it, try to lead our community to as safe a holiday season as possible. So the critical businesses are open with capacity restrictions. Their capacity restrictions are different than some of the other retail businesses. We ask that people engage in retail as safely as possible. So if you are going to a critical business, it should be for critical functions and get in and out as quickly as possible, right? But then the second question is, well, okay, but we do have retail open, you know, in even at severe risk, retail is open in our downtown, and these are our local businesses, and these are businesses that we really want to support, right? In the same way that we want to support our restaurants, right? So for the restaurants, indoor dining is prohibited because we've talked about how risky that is under the level of transmission we have right now. That means that takeout, delivery, pickup, outdoor dining, creating mechanisms for more outdoor dining, we really want people to do that, right? Then when we talk about our downtown businesses, that are not restaurants, we can figure out ways to support these businesses also safely. So there are online mechanisms for buying gift cards at the businesses that you know your family members would be interested in receiving a gift this holiday season, right? There are also times where people are like, I don't want a gift card. I want to actually go buy a gift. I've had such a horrible year. I want to give someone the present I want to give them. Call ahead, describe what you want, meet a salesperson outside, have them get it for you, pay for it from the outside. Wait outside 6 feet apart from other households for your turn to enter the business. Wear your face covering, right? Like, there are ways we can all be really smart about this, support our downtown businesses, support our restaurants, and get through this holiday season with fewer people adversely affected. That's what we're trying to do.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you want to add for us here today?
This Thanksgiving to Christmas period is still, you know, we're still waiting to see what the increase in cases may or may not look like from Thanksgiving. We're really hoping that we are not going to see continued increases going into the next holiday season. We really, really want people to have their family members here this holiday and holidays to come.
Leanne, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.